Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this mini-cast, I'm going to talk to you about pacing yourself out there when you're working out in really extreme heat on your pool route, or if you're a homeowner doing your own pool, I'll give you some tips on what to do when the temperature gets over 100. So if you do pool service for a living and you look at the forecast, it's going to be 100, 110 degrees. Anything over 95 degrees really drains you out there. So you want to really pace yourself out there. One thing that I do is I start earlier in the summer when it's going to be really hot, and I have my route set up to where I can go to the backyards of customers that either have left for work already, or the pool's far away from the house, there's no barking dogs, and we don't make as much noise as the gardeners would make, so we can start earlier. I find those pools, and I do those very early in the morning, and start my day really early, so I'm done before the very hottest point of the day. So that's one thing you can definitely do to eliminate that, but unfortunately, sometimes you wake up in the morning, open the door, and it's already 80 degrees out. So there are some preventative things that you need to do before these blazing hot days in summer hit. And you definitely want to make sure that the pools aren't going to have algae in them, because brushing a pool in 100 degree weather while the sun's beating down on you is probably the last thing you want to be doing. So I mentioned in another podcast, getting the filtration working, having the pool running the proper amount of time. Those are really important. And if you need to use some kind of aid for algae, like the Pool RX, or to add borates to your pool to eliminate even the need for any kind of algicides moving forward. You can even do little tricks like adding a little phosphate remover every week to eliminate the algae in your pool. Whatever you can do to make sure that the pool is not going to have algae and you're not going to be brushing it in the hot sun is definitely recommended. You also want to have the pool set up so that they have an automatic cleaner of some type that really helps you out there. You really don't want to be vacuuming the pool in 100 degree weather. I was at a pool one time, and I was vacuuming it when I was first starting out, and it was about 100, maybe 105 degrees out, and there was a pool guy at the next house, and he looked over and he saw me vacuuming the pool, and he's like, "What are you doing vacuuming the pool in this kind of weather?" He goes, "I don't vacuum anything when it's over like 90 degrees. I just brush, skim, and leave." And, you know, I'm the kind of person that's like, well, I gotta provide the service to the customer, and I gotta vacuum it, but as I got older and wiser, I realized that standing out there in the blazing 105-degree weather, vacuuming the pool was not necessary, and you just really don't need to be doing that in that kind of weather. So kind of pace yourself. If the pool is really dirty, you're going to have to do it, but if you have an automatic cleaner in the pool, you're not going to have that situation usually, and there's not a lot of dirt usually in the pool in the summertime anyway. It's not windy in most areas. And the customers are using the pool, so they're stirring up a lot of the stuff, and the filter's really working well. So kind of pace yourself, and what I would say is do the minimum you can do at the account during those weeks when it's really, really hot. Make up for it on the following weeks if you need to. Typically, people aren't going to be using their pool anyway when the temperature's 105, 110 degrees, and they're not going to be expecting you to be standing out there, or hopefully they're not going to be expecting you to standing out there in that kind of weather. I'm servicing the pool, so try to do as little as you can at the time, but of course make the pool look good and acceptable, and you kind of learn this as you're doing this with experience, what you can get away with and what you cannot get away with when it's really hot. And I know a lot of people that take care of their own pools in this hot kind of weather don't want to go back there at all, and that could be a problem too. So kind of maybe go back there early Saturday morning, take care of your pool, and then you don't have to worry about going back there, you know, let's say on a Wednesday and when it's 100 degrees in the middle of the afternoon. But you do got to go back there and take care of the pool even when it's hot as a homeowner. And I don't recommend vacuuming the pool and cleaning it and giving it a full cleaning in 100 degree weather, but just make sure the chemistry is fine. So take the steps before the thermostat gets over 100. Definitely, of course, the basic stuff, suntan lotion. I like the SPF 50. You also want to hydrate, drink a lot of water. I bring a gallon container, and I try to drink that whole gallon every day. That way I know I'm hydrating. Just those kind of easy tips. I wear a full-brimmed hat because it protects me from the sun, and try to avoid doing any kind of repairs out in the open. If you're repairing a pump or putting a motor in, bring one of those pop-up tents so that you can actually have some shade while you're doing it. You don't want to be cleaning filters without shade. So if you do have to do any kind of filter cleaning in the summer, bring a pop-up tent or plan to do that pool when the sun's not hitting the equipment area. Whatever you can do to avoid the full blast of the sun, you want to do it. And it's hard because I know that, for instance, today I was at a pool and it was over 100 degrees today, and the sun was just, there was no shade at all. It's just right in the center of the cement, and everything is just steaming hot. Even the dogs don't want to come out and say hi to me. They're in the shade by the bushes, and the sun's just beating down on me, and here I am cleaning this pool. So it's really miserable, and you just don't want to spend 20 minutes doing that with the sun beating down on you. So pace yourself. Start early. Don't do everything that you normally would do when it's not 105 degrees out there. And just make sure you have no algae in the pool. Set your route up so that you have that and you're not brushing pools. And automatic cleaners are definitely a benefit during this time when the weather is 100 degrees or plus. And if you need more help with your pool care, consider getting my ebook. It's over 250 pages and there's over 400 video links to the YouTube videos that I filmed. So if you're looking at a pump problem, there's a whole list of videos that cover the pool pump in the ebook, and you click on it and it'll play a video. So it's just a great resource. You can find the ebook on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. Thanks for listening to this week's minicast. Have a great rest of your week and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.